really from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 11th chapter, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwaraka, text number 23. Then the Lord personally entered the city accompanied by the elderly relatives and invalid Brahmanas with their wives, all offering benedictions and singing the glories of the Lord. Others also praised the glories of the Lord. So we'll read the translations again. Then the Lord personally entered the city, accompanied by elderly relatives and invalid Brahmanas with their wives, all offering benedictions and singing the glories of the Lord. Others also praised the glories of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmanas in society were never attentive to banking money for future retired life. When they were old invalids, they used to approach with their wives the assembly of kings and simply by praising the glorious deeds performed by the kings, they would be provided with all the necessities of life. Such Brahmanas were not, so to speak, the flatterers of the king, but the king were actually glorified by their actions, and they were sincerely still more encouraged in pious acts by such Brahmanas in a dignified way. Lord Sri Krishna is worthy of all glories, and the praying Brahmanas and others were glorifying themselves by chanting the glories of the Lord. It's a short purport. But Srila Prabhupada is talking more about the Brahmanas here in this purport. Om Agyan Pivarandashi Nananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Udmanitamyena Tasmai Shri Guruye Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Snapitamyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahi Kadati Swayam Kadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the Brahmanas. So maybe, you know, I thought I'll dedicate this chapter to Brahmanas. because it's talking more about Brahminas, and it is, and we have to know more about, you know, the Brahminical culture and all that, right? So, first of all, Srimad Bhagavatam says that the Brahminas are created from the head. In some places it says, sometimes it says even from the mouth of Krishna. So the Brahminas represents the head, or you can say in one way the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? The Kshatriyas, the next in the row, they represent the Krishna's shoulder or even arms, they say. You know, there are different representations, you know, in one place Prabhupada says, you know, shoulder-like, and in other places they say arms, you know, but anyway, it's all leading to one aspect. Then the Vaishyas, they represent the Lord's waist, and then Sudras represents the Lord's legs. So this is the hierarchy. They are all coming from Krishna. We have to understand that. So, the question may arise in us, right? What's the difference between a Brahmana and a Vaishnava? Okay. A Brahmana is firmly fixed in the mode of goodness. He has transcended the mode of passion and ignorance. Sorry. He has elevated himself from the, because transcendental means, you know, you go beyond goodness. So he has elevated himself from the mode of passion and ignorance, right? He is firmly fixed on the mode of goodness, Brahmana. Now, Sri Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita 18.42, Krishna describes the qualities of a Brahmana. He says, peacefulness, austerity, simplicity, self-control, cleanliness, honesty, religiousness. So religiousness here, Srila Prabhupada explains as the faith in God. Religiousness, that's where the religion comes. Faith in God. So, literally, a Brahmana means one who knows or one who has transcended Brahman. One who realizes Brahma is Brahman. Now, among the four Varnashrama system, Brahmana is the top. Right? Just like the mode of goodness is the top of the material nature. So, we can define that a Brahmana is among the three modes of material nature is the top mode of goodness. And in the Varnashrama system also is the top. But nevertheless, we have to understand the fact that the Brahmana is still in the mode of material nature. Because one may say that he is in the mode of goodness, but still goodness is in the material nature. So, the Brahmana is still in the modes of material nature and still is within the Varnashrama system. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, right? So, in other words, we can say that a Brahmana is a one who is still in the mode of goodness, ultimately, and then he is in the modes of material nature, one. And two, he is within the Varnashrama system. Right? But whereas a Vaishnava, by the service to the Lord, he immediately transcends the three modes of material nature. Right? And is no longer under the dutiful nature of religiousness. I have to do this, I have to do, you know, whatever may be, some chaturthis, etc., etc. He need not have to do that. So, a Vaishnava, he transcends the three modes of material nature, and he also transcends the Varnashrama system. So, by definition, if you see, a Brahmana is inside both, a Vaishnava is beyond that, and hence, Vaishnava is better than a Brahmana. So, logically, we prove it, right? So, what happens is anyone who takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna, immediately, by the Lord's grace, is elevated to Brahman. One need not have to make a Brahman. One need not have to become a Brahman. Immediately, he is elevated to Brahman, and then he has to transcend. He has to work hard. Right? So all of us are hypothetically Brahmins. Right?
That's what Krishna explains, right? One naturally becomes a Brahmin, and then onwards one has to move further. Now, having said this, we may ask a question ourselves, you know. Now, you are saying that we have talked about the difference between Brahmin and Vaishnava, and that a Vaishnava is better than a Brahmin. Then why do Krishna all the time in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, he addresses Brahmin? In fact, when we do the offering, we say, Namo Brahminya Devaya, Ko Brahmina Hitaya Cha. Why not we say, Namo Vaishnava Devaya? Then why is that? On one hand, Krishna is saying Vaishnava, on the other hand, Brahmana is so much respected by Krishna. What is that, right? Now, in a form of a discussion, I thought we should learn this, so we'll discuss this point. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, he favors the Brahminical culture, right? Which is the basis of human society. Now, progressive human civilization means one should respect Brahminical culture and cow protection, because through Brahminical culture there is God realization, is there? Right? So, simply by protecting the Brahminical culture and cows, right, one society will be flourishing and it will be in abundance. Srila Prabhupada mentions, just simply by respecting the Brahminical culture and cows. But what we see in this dying age, right? Nothing is happening, right? Both of the things are not happening. So the cow is not being protected and the Brahmins are not respected. So that is why there is a degradation in the Kali Yuga. The system is not followed. And also the fact that human life means one has to get the transcendental knowledge. That is the value of a human form of life. Now this is only possible through the Brahminical culture, because naturally a Brahmin will have qualities like, as we discussed, you know, sense control, knowledge, austerity, etc. Right? So whoever he is having this culture or qualities, they are on the path of self-realization. So when Krishna says Brahmana, he means to that class of people who are having these qualities, who are on the path of self-realization. Because in this regard, we can say that Krishna is talking as a, whoever Krishna is mentioning, Brahmin, is a devotee of a Krishna. Because, after all, a pure Brahmin worships Krishna or Vishnu. If I say that I am a Brahmin, I should be worshipping Krishna or Vishnu. I cannot worship any other form. Because only by worshipping Krishna or Vishnu, you come to the platform of self-realization. You know that you are the soul. Because Krishna is a only complete soul. Spiritual. Complete spiritual personality is Krishna. Because in India we see that, you know, they worship so many, you know, demigods. No, it's very, you know, it's a very, what you call, it's really heartbreaking situation, you know. I have seen myself, you know, the people are worshipping so many demigods and they call themselves as Brahmin. No, they are not Brahmins. A true Brahmana worships only Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise he is not a Brahmin. According to Shastra. That's why we are discussing this. Right? So, whoever respects the Brahminical culture, respects the cow, naturally the human society or civilization will prosper. That is why we see in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, yeah, and the Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, they had such a prosperous human civilization, right? Because they worshipped these two. They, you know, they had a respect for these two, Brahminical culture and cows. So it will flourish. One need not have to artificially, as Prabhupada says, have to manufacture, you know, things in the factory, which is taking undue advantage of the dissatisfaction of people. You don't want cigarette, you don't want alcohol. They are making it. Undue advantage of people. Sometimes people go and work, they are tired, you know, they say, oh, take this cigarette, it will keep you happy. Undue advantage. Take this alcohol, whatever may be. Yeah? undue advantage of the dissatisfaction of people. So this is what is material nature. So if we embrace the material nature, that means we are taking, you know, the material nature is taking undue advantage of us. That's what it means. So Prabhupada, in this regard, he says, Brahma Janati Brahmana. So Brahmana means one who knows or realizes Brahma. So what is Brahma? Brahman is the first stage of God realization. Right? But who is Vaishnava? A Vaishnava is the one who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is on the third stage of realization. So automatically, a Vaishnava knows the impersonal Brahman also, by definition. Isn't it? If one who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he also knows the impersonal aspect, which is the first stage of God realization. And hence, a Vaishnava is again more than a Brahmana. And when Krishna says Brahmana, he refers to Brahmana devotee or Vaishnava. See? The Brahmana devotee, we have to mean that. He doesn't mean Brahmana worshipping goddess Kali or Shiva. No. He means, when Krishna means Namo Brahmina Deva, he means Brahmana devotee or Vaishnava. Who is following all the qualities of, who is following all the qualities as described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 18.42. Then he becomes the devotee of a Lord or Vaishnava, Brahmin devotee. That's what Lord means. So we have to get this point correct. But it should never be, again, it should never be, we have to put an emphasis on this word, it should never be understood that this Brahmin means the so-called Brahmins who are just born by birth. In India we have got this. They are just born by birth and they call themselves as Brahmin. Okay? Why? Because they don't acquire the qualities of Brahmin. It is just by the birthright. I have born in a Brahmin family, so I am a Brahmin. I have the birthright. But actually one should acquire the qualities of a Brahmin as given by the Lord. Then he is referred to as a Brahmin in this connection. Otherwise he is not. So birthright is not that everything. Otherwise one, what happens? If one does not acquire the qualities of a Brahmin, then he is not on the path of self-realization. If he is not on the path of self-realization, then he will fall down and that's it. He is defeated. The human form of life is defeated for him. Krishna himself shows an example. He shows just how one has to respect Brahmana devotee or Vaishnavas. We see many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. One such classic example is Sudama. When Sudama came to greet Krishna, what did Lord do? He washed his feet, the Brahmin's feet. He washed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is washing the Brahmana's feet. Not only that, you know, he took care of him very nicely. He took him to his private chambers and made him to sleep there. In Dwaraka. Lord did that, you know. It's amazing, you know, when you think. The Lord is, you know, is beyond everything, you know. He is independent. He cannot be controlled. But the same Lord, he is worshipping a Brahma, washing his feet. So that is the mood and the loving aspect of the Lord. Now, in Kali Yuga, what the Brahmins are doing? The Brahmins are reading some Shastra. Okay? They're giving some advice. And for which they are paid. This is not the kind of Brahmin Srila Prabhupada wanted. Right? Srila Prabhupada did not want this kind of Brahmin. What did Srila Prabhupada want? Srila Prabhupada said, based on your occupation, you have the particular skill and knowledge, you work. Then, you rise up to the highest standard of Brahmin. So, in that way, you have both. Everyone has got some skill and knowledge. So you work hard. Okay? Don't sit down, you know, and then, you know, relax. He did not say that. And then rise up on the other hand, spiritual platform, you rise up to the highest standard as a Brahmin. Set an example. You work hard, and also you know, in a spiritual side also become. So you get the best of two. Not that you're relaxing, you know. The material side also you prove. Because you've got the skills and knowledge. And on the spiritual level also become a Brahmin. And then set an example. That's what the Lord is saying. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning is one of his purpose. Now, again, I'm asking a question. Right? The question is, if all of us chant and do devotional service and become Vaishnavas, then why did Srila Prabhupada establish a Varnashrama system? Not needed, right? Not needed. Why do you want Brahmins, you know, whatever, you know, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi stage? Prabhupada did Brahmacharya, you know, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi also, right? How many Sannyasi? If there is no Sannyasi, we would not have got initiated. Now, why did Prabhupada say that? If everyone can chant Hare Krishna Mantra and everyone is Vaishnava here, no doubt about it, then why do we have Varnashrama system? For which Srila Prabhupada is answering. Prabhupada says, Varnashrama Dharma should be established to become a Vaishnava. Isn't it contrary? Hang on, questions later. Your questions will be revealed later on. It will be answered in due course. So, Prabhupada is saying, again I'm repeating that, Varnashrama Dharma should be established to become a Vaishnava. Right? He says, but it is not easy to become a Vaishnava. Prabhupada is answering. Understand the point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. Prabhupada did not make a system, you know, which is very flimsy, okay, and shaky. What intelligence, you know? This is the same intelligence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada's intelligence. In every way it's matching with Krishna's intelligence. So I was thinking how Krishna has basically given the intelligence. Come on, you do it. I relax. What an intelligence. See here, it is not easy to become a Vaishnava. He cautions. If becoming a Vaishnava is so easy, why so many people fall down? What sense? So, Prabhupada's way of telling is very good. You know why? Because the first line he asks a question. The very next sentence he gives an answer. And the answer is so, you know, beautiful also. He says, so, we dress like a Vaishnava, but we do not act. Srila Prabhupada comment. So what did we learn from this? He's saying, Vaishnava level is very high. We understand from that. One. Two, you should have Varnashrama system to progressively reach the stage of Vaishnava. Two. Three, it is not enough if you just, I put tilak and look like a Vaishnava. I should act. That is why Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Action. Krishna is an action God. He is not a dreaming God. Action God. That is why he spoke Bhagavad Gita in the battlefield full of action. He wants us to do it. That is why he spoke Bhagavad Gita. Follow my instruction. Do it. Surrender and do it. This is action God we are talking about. We are not talking about some angel dreaming. I spoke Bhagavad Gita. If you like it, you take it. Don't worry. You take chapter number 5. No angel business with Krishna. Do it. Action, reaction. Very, very clear. Krishna system is like that. That is why if you see everything in action also. All systems. Prabhupada introduced action. Action. Bhagavatam, action. Right? Everything is action. So I thought, you know, yes, it is not enough, you know, just by chanting and all, one has to follow the Varnashrama system. That is why beautifully Prabhupada said the Varnashrama, see, Brahmins are there. Grahasthas are there. Future Grahasthas are also there, sitting here. Future Grahasthas. Vanaprastha, maybe, soon. Then Sannyasis also in future will become some people. So, four levels are there. And, mind you, everyone is progressing. And everyone has got austerity and everyone has got some work to do, action to do. Right? It is not that just because, you know, someone is a Brahmana or a Grahastha, they don't have work. No, I have got work. When I go there, my wife will leave, keep a lot of things for me to work. He said, 2 hours you're missing. This is my job. You have to do. I have to do that. I cannot escape Bhagavatam class. He said, Bhagavatam, that is outside. Household work you have to do. So many vessels would have accumulated. I cannot say no. So this is what you call opulence you guys have. You do not have to wash the vessels. This is the austerity I am doing. My austerity is washing the vessel. Otherwise, you know, I have to go empty. Empty stomach. No food will be there. So there is also action there. It's a fact, you know, we have to do. Now, okay. Normally, you know, I wrap up the session with a story. Today also I do that, but it will be quite interesting. Now, the question is, we understand through this story that Krishna, whom he supported, a Brahmana or a devotee, right? This is the question for us, right? So far, you know, Brahmana or devotee, that was we are talking about, right? So, if Krishna were here, okay? We, through the story, Krishna's story means Krishna is there. Through the story, we come to know that Krishna, you know, whether he supported a Brahmin or a devotee, who he supported, right? Isn't it? So it's worth listening to. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Dwaraka, right, Krishna's kingdom, there once lived a Brahmana. Brahmana. Okay? Now what happened? Every time when he gave, not when he gave, when his wife gave birth to a son, the son immediately died. I think some of you may know it. People are constantly reading Bhagavatam. They may know the story. You know the story, right? The 10th canto. No? See, we were actually asked not to read, you know, like that. But when you have a chance, you know, we can read it and tell it. So, the Brahmana, what happens every time when he has a child, okay, son born to him, he dies. So what he did was, he took the dead body and come to King Ugrasena. Who is King Ugrasena? Who is King Ugrasena? No one knows. Kamsa's father. Right, Prabhu? Kamsa's father is Ugrasena. So it's very logical, you know. It's someone, this is what, you know, another thing we have, aspect, you know, I'm just deviating. We have to understand. When someone says, it's mythology, imaginary stories, Krishna, we can just refute them by saying, oh, it's imaginary. Because Ugrasena was ruling, Krishna was there, and then Kamsa took over. How it is imaginary? We have to be very bold in saying that. Okay. So, Ugrasena was ruling the kingdom, Dwaraka. Ugrasena was a king, right? In Mathura. Sorry, it's Mathura, isn't it? Mathura?
Mathura.
Mathura, okay. So, Dwaraka. So, where did it happen then? But it says in Dwaraka. So, he came, went to the court of, he had a court. So, court of King Ugrasena, and he placed the body, and he said, look, what kind of king are you? If you are a pious king, right, this kind of activity will not happen. Because we all of us know that in Ramayana, right, in Rama's kingdom, first the mother, father will die, then the mother, then the elder son will die. Like that, you know, there's a systematic, you know. A small child will not die, or a child will not die before the parents. First, you know, the grandfather will die, grandmother, according to the age they die. No deterioration in between. It is very systematic. We know from that. We have heard that. Okay? Now here, he is saying, what kind of a king are you? You are not pious. You don't know how to rule this kingdom. Because of this, my son is dying. So there is something wrong. You are an impious king. You are not worthy of ruling. Like that. He used to chastise him like anything, you know. And then keep the body and go away. Then they used to do the, you know, cremation and all that, you know, whatever may be. Then again he goes. Then successively after 1 year, he got another child. Again the child dies. He takes to the king and again scolds him. What can, again, you know, then what can you do? No one can do anything. It is happening like that, you know. It's beyond the control. Krishna knows it. Okay. Then it so happened that ninth child, you know, he bought it and he said, this is too much, you die, you know, whatever it may be. He scolded, okay. At that time, Arjuna was there. Arjuna said, what is going on? What are you talking, you know? You think that no one is there to protect you? I am there to protect you. What is your problem, you know? See, all the child, you know, it's dying the moment it is born. So, I want to find a reason for this. Please fix my problem. What is this, like this? Arjuna said, fine, I will fix your problem. In case, if I cannot fix, I will go into the fire and I will die. I don't want this birth. Because when I give my birth, you do it. Then what happened? Next time, 10th child came, when he was born. So Arjuna was very careful, okay. This time what I'll do, I'll go to the house and I protect them with the cage of arrows. Arjuna is quite good at it. He made an arrow, like a cage, protecting the house. The child was born. Immediately the child disappeared into the air. It's gone. Arjuna said, what's happening? It is so amazing, I have not seen this kind of thing happening to me. Okay, then he said, come on, let me take it as a challenge. So what he did, he told the Brahmana, just I will find out the reason, right? So he went to the Yamaraj, the abode of death. Then he went and saw. Child is not there. None of the child were there. Then he said, fine, I will tour, I'll take a Melbourne tour. So he took and he went to all the 14 planetary systems. 14 planetary systems. He travelled Arjuna. Just imagine for a second. How powerful he could be. Just imagine. Let us imagine how powerful. Anyway, he went to all the planets. He could not find the child. Then Arjuna says he's not joking. Okay, he's serious. He has got the power, potency. Because in one sense he's as good as Krishna. Hanuman is as good as Rama. Arjuna is as good as Krishna. He has got the power. He's a devotee of the Lord. So he searched everywhere. He could not get. He was a little bit frustrated, He said, fine, I gave up my word, okay? I said that if I don't find the children, I will die. So he set up a sacred fire and is about to enter. At that time, what happened? Climax. What happened? Yeah, devotee. He said, stop. What are you doing, Arjuna? I am there. Out. What's your problem? Child, I will fix it up. Come. The Supreme Personality of God, friend of Arjuna. Krishna is also our friend. He is in Paramatma. If you love Krishna, Prabhupada says he is the closest friend. Yeah? He is the closest friend is Paramatma. So we desert Krishna and go to some external friend. Who will cheat us? Krishna will not cheat us. We don't want Krishna. This is our nature, our problem. Anyway, so Arjuna, said, okay, don't worry, Krishna said, I'll fix it up. So what happened? Krishna said, come on, Krishna, he used his mystic power, and a transcendental chariot came, with the golden chariot, with horses and all that. See, horses is going up. Our horses will go only on the ground. And if the road is not good, our horses will hesitate. Right? The horse will say, I'm not going to go. This is our kind of horses. Right? But our horses, Krishna's horses go anywhere. So Krishna mounted this chariot. Arjuna said, go inside, Krishna, and drove. Then they drove the 7 islands and the 7 seas they crossed. It is given a description in Bhagavatam. They also crossed the Loka mountain ranges, which is a spiritual sky. They crossed all that. Then they went. When they came to one stage, there was complete darkness. Opposite of Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is effulgent, And this place is complete darkness. Pitch dark. Okay? So what did Krishna do? He left his Sudarshan Chakra. He said, Sudarshan, you find out the way. You go. Sudarshan said, yes, sir. He followed. So Sudarshan was producing light like millions of sunlight. Krishna's Sudarshan. So Sudarshan was leading and Krishna was happily, because Krishna does not exert himself. We have seen, right? Because all his energies are working. Krishna says, come on, you do it, you do that, and then he will enjoy, supreme enjoy. He doesn't do anything. That is why people who are very, close to Krishna, they are also supreme enjoyers here. Krishna gives that power, If you are very close to Krishna, Krishna makes them not to work very hard. Just relax, I'll take care of you. So this is one of the opulence of the devotee. If the following, they went, and then they came to the spiritual sky and all that, and then finally they reached the Kashal ocean, where Mahavishnu is sleeping. They saw Mahavishnu sleeping with a 1,000-headed serpent. Ananta Shesh. Mahavishnu is sleeping. Then Mahavishnu said, they greeted Krishna and Arjuna. Hare Krishna, how are you? Krishna, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And Krishna said, yes. Then Arjuna was surprised. What's happening? Krishna is taking to Mahavishnu's planet. Then, even before they could talk, Mahavishnu said, I have stolen all the boys because I have a desire to see Krishna and his pure devotee Arjuna. Right? So Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna. So Krishna went to the abode. Okay? And then, immediately, you know, Mahavishnu did not say anything because Krishna was there. What can he say to the Supreme Lord? Because Krishna's own form, you know. So he said, please take the children. So Arjuna grabbed the children, went down, came down to Dwaraka and gave them to the Brahmana. The Brahmana was very happy. Okay. Now, the question comes. Whom did Krishna support? The devotee of the Brahmana. Okay. Now, how do we know that? Because let us not put our own ideas, okay? Because we have got a flickering mind. We will think this is correct, this is right, okay? No, we will always follow when it comes to discussion about Krishna. Whom do we have to follow? Whom do we have to follow when it comes to discussion about Krishna? Srila Prabhupada and above Srila Prabhupada. Let us go to the topmost, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Right, Prabhu? When he says, he will not tell, he will not concoct Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, because the mood of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is same as Krishna. Whatever Krishna thinks, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur will know. Right? Whatever we think, Krishna will know. But whatever Krishna knows, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur will know. He is saying. Okay, so first of all, before we go the comment, I have got a few questions, you know, which got answered. The question I had was, why did Krishna, being compassionate to the Brahminas, have repeatedly tormented the elevated Brahmana? Not one time, 10 times, imagine. See, a child dying is a very, very, very bad situation to the parents, right? A child is born and immediately the child dies. You cannot explain that, okay? This is the bad thing, right? Child dying. So, again and again, Krishna or Mahavishnu, both are same in one sense. So, Krishna tormented the Brahmana 10 times. How much sadness he will feel, right? That was the question I was thinking. And second, Krishna is partial in one sense. We have to say this. Because the Brahmana was suffering in one sense. Because the child was not. But the moment Arjuna wants to die, Krishna saved him. Isn't it? He's partial, right? 10 times if the Brahmana has to suffer. But the moment Arjuna wants to, you know, kill himself, Krishna said, don't do, I will protect you. So he's partial to his devotees. Okay? So based on that, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he states, please listen, that Lord Krishna further, so the conversation as per Bhagavan stops. Again Krishna is speaking. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur knows that. He says, Lord Krishna further told Arjuna, I did not go there, however, for the Brahmana's sake. Krishna is talking. He is revealing his heart. I went there because of my friend to save his life. This is exactly. Then he is saying, this is an important climax sentence. If I had been for the Brahmana's sake that I travelled to Vaikuntha, I would have done so after his first child was abducted. Why did I live 10 times? If you think that I wanted to save the Brahmana, when the first child was abducted or missing, I would have gone and saved him. No, I allowed him for 10 times. But the moment you, right, wanted to end your life, I cannot bear it. Immediately I came to your rescue. So, what do we understand from this? Krishna is partial to his devotees and he loves his devotees very much. Loves his devotees. Doesn't matter. One could be a neophyte. Doesn't matter. Still Krishna loves. He is on the path of perfection. Right? So, Hare Krishna, I'll stop here. If there are any questions, comments, corrections, please take it. Yes, Prabhupada. Yeah, your questions are all answered.
Yes, they are. You stated all the apparent reasons and different things, but Prabhupada is the same thing. But also, there is another meaning as well, that Krishna also knew in advance about the 10 things, and he knew that he'd go on there as well because he knows future, present, past. So he was actually waiting for Arjuna to come to him, so then he could go and give his mercy to Arjuna and he can restore that. So he knew that was going to happen before it was happening.
He knows everything, in fact, you know, but still, you know, he wanted him to wait. Yeah. Everything action, see? He knows, but action happened.
So we must think that he also wanted to give
Arjuna the credit.
Mahavishnu and Arjuna.
Credit. Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna.
That way he also gave mercy to the Brahman.
So sometimes, you know, even in India we think that yes, Vishnu's form is Krishna. Right? No, Krishna's expansion is Mahavishnu. It's very obvious.
You mentioned Arjuna being powerful. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am Arjuna as well.
Yeah, very good. And also, Vishnu Chakravarti Gaur has commented a lot, you know, in this verse, you know, in 10th canto, written. He also says, we may ask a question, why Mahavishnu did not go to Dwaraka? Mahavishnu knew is Dwaraka, with Krishna's permission you cannot enter. Krishna's permission you cannot enter. So Mahavishnu was sort of aloof. He did not want to go to Dwaraka. If Krishna says out means it's a shame for him. So this is why he did, Mahavishnu did that kind of a thing. Just to see Vishnu. See? In other words, Mahavishnu was scared to go to Dwaraka where the Lord's pure residents are living there. So he said, I don't want to go and mess up, you know. I have got a way. I will ask Krishna to come to me. Like that. But anyway, it's all again, it's expansion. So this is a higher level. It's very, very intricate. We cannot understand. So we have to follow Srila Prabhupada and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Because what can we talk about Mahavishnu and Krishna? All we know is, you know, our Guru and Srila Prabhupada. We don't know really more than that.
Can it be said in that story, it was also Ramana's karma that he had to suffer at the time of the death of Nakshatriya?
That's why it could be in Kali Yuga. But see, the time, you know, when Krishna was there, they're all, you know. Anyway, going back to Srila Prabhupada's purport, you know, not purport, yeah. See, how he says, you know, that's a good point. He says, such brahmanas were not, what to speak, the flatterers of the king, but the king were actually glorified with action, and they were sincerely still more encouraged in pious acts by such brahmanas in a dignified way. He saw him, and then simply by praising the glorious deeds performed by the kings, they will be provided with all necessities of life. So probably, you know, they were very pious brahmins under the, you know, the care of Krishna. You know, karma, I don't know. I am hesitant to, maybe Gopa Vrindeshwar. Yeah. I doubt that they have karma, because if you are in association of the Lord, I think there's karma. Like even in Ramachandra's kingdom, you know, all the residents of Ayodhya, they did not have karma. You got the point, Prabhu? We have got karma because we choose to come based on our karma. But when you are in Lord's association, for example, Prabhu, I may be wrong, but I'm just logically thinking. Suppose if you say, in my next birth, I'll be born in Vrindavan, it's not a karma, isn't it? It's a higher status. You know, because Lord's abode. So anything with the Lord, when Krishna was there, Lord's abode, Vaishnava, either Dwaraka. So when you are in the Lord's abode, I don't think there is karma affecting you. It's just the Krishna's leela, pastime, and that Brahmana was put in that kind of thing. Because it never happened like that. It's only this particular Brahmana, and that too all kept quiet, you know, it's beyond their power. So when Mahavishnu and Krishna, they are acting, even demigods like Varuna, Vayu, who cares? One can do it. This is a what you call very, very, very high level. Krishna and Mahavishnu, not even Lord Shiva. So I will feel that that Brahmana was put into that kind of a situation just for Krishna's pastimes. You can say, rather than, I would hesitate to say karma. Prabhu, right? Isn't it? The Lord's abode cannot be karma. Is it okay, brother? Make sense? Sorry, I lost the first line.
Brahman had approached Juna after the first or second one, perhaps the thing would have moved on there instead of waiting. So is that when he actually approached to Juna, because when the devotee went to Krishna, then he just...
That you can also take like that. That's right. First time, you know, Brahman did not hear, Arjuna did not hear the first time. Yeah. What is the ninth time he heard? Tenth time he said, okay. So providence, you know, this is nature's, the role of providence. That's why nature is there, material nature. Because the Maya, after all, is helping Krishna. We have to understand. Because in one comment, Srila Prabhupada says, Maya orders the material, Krishna orders the material nature. I want a rose like this, and Maya produces the rose. Otherwise, how do you get a rose? Prabhupada is saying, Krishna orders Maya. Make like that. So, in this case, Krishna would have thought, Maya, you facilitate by taking the whatever, etc., etc. Because, after all, everyone is a servant of the Lord. Nothing cannot happen. And actually, Arjuna was amazed, I believe. Bhagavad Gita says, Arjuna was amazed. Oh, this fine dealings, I had a chance to see them. And maybe Krishna also wants Arjuna to see, as a pure devotee, come on, just come with me, just have some. About I'll have some, you know, tour. Sometimes when I will say, devotees, come, we are going there. Come, jump into my car. You know, like that. Come into my, you know, my chariot. I'll show you what powerful I am, how powerful I am. You know. With a chariot event, you know. Otherwise you need Vaikuntha plane to go to Vaikuntha, you know. That's what we know. Dhruva Maharaj, when he wanted to go, he had a, you know, Pushpagavya, the flight, Vaikuntha plane to go there. It's a special plane. Krishna just went with his chariot with horse. Again, which proves the fact that Krishna has got no barrier. Absolutely. How can it be a barrier? The Lord, Krishna, no one is equal or greater than Krishna. So what's a barrier for the Lord? Anything beyond the three modes, anything you can do. Supreme control.
He's also the barrier.
He can make himself as a barrier. That's the only barrier for him. I'm completely independent, Krishna. Elderly Brahman, invalid Brahman. Perhaps, you know, they were also, you know, invalid. So you may ask a question, why they are invalid, isn't it? Maybe, you know, it's talking about the little bit older age or something. You know, in that sense. Isn't it? So, but one may ask a question, why, you know, in Lord's, when he's living, seeing the Lord, how can he be invalid, you know? You know, so... Yeah, and Srila Prabhupada also, I'm just seeing if Prabhupada mentions, because these kind of things is so high level, we cannot concoct, you know. I can talk, my mind will say so many things. I don't want to talk something. He's just saying what Srila Prabhupada says. They were old invalids, they used to approach the king. Yeah. Prabhupada also says, when they were old invalids, maybe at that time, Mataji, say, now it is Kali Yuga, okay? Our mind always thinks bad. The moment you think invalid means, oh, hand stroke. I think this thing, left hand is not working, right hand is not working, he is passing urine and stool. This is what we think. Those days, the culture was so high. Invalid means, if you are old means, oh, invalid. I'm thinking, I may be wrong, I'm just thinking. Because what they, those days, you know, they did not have cancer or anything. All is birth, death, old age disease. Birth, death, old, because they were also living in India, material planet. So, old age means it's invalid. That's what they think. Not like here, old age and invalid. Means, that's what Prabhupada did not say old age and invalid. He said old invalid. So, based on that, I'm thinking it should be old age. So, those days, old age means invalid. You're gone. That is why Shastra says, the Prahlad Maharaj says, start devotion service when you are young. So nice, when you are young you start devotion service, not wait till the old age. Isn't it, Prabhu? So birth, death, old age, disease, maybe when you are old, you are considered invalid. You cannot take a process. Because those days, you know, that's all polluted. Maybe, I think, probably, I'm still sort of listening.
If we use that scale, perhaps this known as Prabhupada was an invalid
when he went to America. At the age of 70. Prabhupada is beyond Prabhupada. So, you know, you take Krishna, Arjuna, you know, all this, and you also put Prabhupada in that level, okay? Because he is independent, he is. Krishna has given him a choice. That's what Prabhupada said. We cannot even think Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, how can you make 108 temples in a span of 8 years? We cannot even come to temple every day. What's the question of building a temple? Building a temple. 108 temples. So it is said that, you know, logically or theoretically, that a pure devotee is one who builds hundreds of temples, makes thousands of devotees, and distributes millions of books. Prabhupada did that. Hundreds of temples, thousands of devotees, millions of books. So that's the definition of a pure devotee. But different modes are there, but Prabhupada's mode is a preaching mode. We have to know that. Yeah. So one thing I can say for sure, this is the best and a very, very safe system, Prabhupada system. I don't want to comment on anything. Okay? Safest, best system for Kali Yuga. Our system under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Just Srila Prabhupada lotus feet, it's a boat. Srila Prabhupada lotus feet, we have to consider as a boat to cross the material existence from material world to spiritual. That's it. Shelter Srila Prabhupada lotus feet, take back to Godhead. No doubt about it. No doubt. Safest and healthiest system in Krishna. Right, Prabhupada? Hare Krishna, we'll stop here. Gandhara Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaurav Premani.